Good afternoon. My name's Dusty Tallman. I live and farm in southeast Colorado, which is a high-risk marginal area, evidently, because we've used crop insurance a whole bunch about the last 3 or 4 years. It's been tough in our country. That's where my name Dusty came from. I was born in the dirt storms in the 50s. The streetlights were on in downtown Lamar, Colorado, and my aunt nicknamed me Dusty, so it's stuck ever since. I'm the chairman of the National Wheat Foundation. The National Wheat Foundation is an organization set up basically through NOG we do several things. Mostly what we do is try to promote education and leadership in the wheat industry. We also own the building that NOG is housed in Washington, D.C. It was purchased by wheat farmers in somewhere around 70, 71, and have owned the building ever since. So if you get to D.C., want to see a good ag building, we've owned it all the whole time. So it's a big asset to our industry. But why I'm here today is I have the pleasure to announce two different programs that we work with BASF on. The first one is the Minori Scholarship. Jerry Minori was an employee with BASF that worked closely with the wheat industry for a lot of years, and after his death, BASF decided that it would be a good program to have to promote a scholarship program. And so just earlier today, and I was in meetings, didn't get to be there, but earlier today they awarded the scholarships to four young people, two young men, two young women, I think here in the convention hall. So we're pleased to do that and have enjoyed it for 3 years now. We are also eager to announce the development of a new program with BASF as our partner. We're going to put together a wheat yield contest. We know some of the other crops have yield contests. Wheat has a few in various states, but not very many of them. And so what we would like to do is put together a national wheat yield contest. The goal of the contest like that is to increase U.S. wheat grower productivity and to ensure an ample supply of U.S. wheat to all of our millers and bakers and everybody else that consumes wheat in the United States. Some of the objectives of the wheat yield contest are to drive innovation, enable knowledge transfer between growers, urge experimentation with new technologies, and to identify top wheat producers in each state. Yield contests will participate by class. For those of you that don't know, there's 6 separate classes of wheat. So we'll try to develop this thing to where we have a wheat yield contest winner for each class and then maybe a national winner. It's going to be a little difficult to put all the details together. But by state and by region, we'll have some localized winners, and we'll also have dry land and irrigated winners. The contest rules, we're still in the process of developing them. And we'll get them announced well prior to the contest as it starts. Our national sponsor is BASF, and we're looking for some other sponsors from some of the other industry. And it's a great pleasure today that I turn the mic over to Neil Bentley, who is the director of marketing for BASF, and announcing a new partnership with wheat.
Thanks, Dusty. It is really a pleasure to be here today, and we thank you especially for the partnership that we have together with NOG and the National Wheat Foundation, and especially as it comes to the future of our young people in agriculture. With the Jerry Minori Memorial Scholarship, it was a fantastic opportunity today to provide those four young students with a great opportunity to continue to become leaders and advocates in our industry. But we also believe, based on building that advocacy, that we're also building a strong future for wheat growers in the U.S. We really believe in that bright future, and we see a fantastic opportunity moving forward. We're really pleased to be the primary sponsor of the National Wheat Yield Contest to really help growers improve not only their wheat productivity, but also their wheat revenue opportunities. We think it's initiatives like this for wheat growers across the U.S. that really helps growers, work with innovations that not only can help them break through yield boundaries and barriers, but also help them grow and learn from one another. And we especially thank the National Wheat Foundation, the National Association of Wheat Growers, for their vision and partnership in working together with us on behalf of wheat growers and agriculture in general. So thank you very much for the opportunity.